verse 12. And this is very mysterious. And friends, it's going to make your hair stand on end. Listen to this. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. Oh, draw closer now. Cup your ear, because we don't want to miss a thing of what's happening here now. Listen to him. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on man. Why, I tell you, this is blood curdling. It took place at night. It is in the dark, and he's had a vision. He says, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Oh, tell me more, Eliphaz. But you're scaring me to death. You're frightening me. My, what happened? Oh, he's not through. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. Ah, that was frightening, wasn't it? And now notice, verse 16, it stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, oh, tell me more. This, my friend, is going to be something nobody's ever heard before. This is something nobody ever knew before, because this man's had a vision. He's seen things. He's had a dream. It was dark, and the Spirit passed before him. Will you listen to him? Now, what was it? Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? I don't know about you, I'm a little disappointed. I thought that if a man's going to have the experience this man had, that he's really going to come up with something that'll be profound and something that none of us ever heard of before. This is nothing new. And very frankly, I think that he really exercised himself a little bit too much to come up with so little. It's sort of like the prophet. The prophet says that the mountain conceived and traveled and brought forth a mouse. May I say to you, I think that's what Eliphaz did. He's in great travail here, and you think he's going to give birth to a great idea, a great statement, a profound truth. And he comes up with this. It's a mountain bringing forth a little mouse. It's not very much worthwhile. Shall mortal man be more just than God? Well, of course not. What's so profound about that? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Well, of course not. Any of us know that. We didn't have to have a dream and a frightening thing like this, a nightmare that caused us to miss a night's sleep. And I don't think that it's quite worth a night's sleep at all to come up with something that is so trite, so evident. There's nothing profound here at all. But this is the voice of experience, and there are a lot of folks with voices of experience today. I'm in a very difficult spot myself. I'm a retired preacher, and retired preachers can become a nuisance. They can give advice, especially to young preachers. From the time I entered the ministry, I had retired preachers coming up and putting their arm around me and say, now, son, this is the way you should be doing it. And the interesting thing is, most of those brethren never did do it. And I find myself now in that unique position of wanting to put my arm around some young preacher. And I found myself this morning, before I came down here to the study to make this tape, I met a young man in the ministry, and he's candidating in a church I recommend him to. And before I could even think, I found myself telling him how he ought to do it. And I just finally bit my tongue, got back in my car, and told him I'd pray for him, and left it there. My, I tell you, there's a danger of the voice of experience. And sometimes it's not just what you want. He's not helpful to Job. Eliphaz is not helpful to Job.